To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Into the 4 o'clock hour we go. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby. Halfway through the show. Got a little Chris versus the fans coming your way. 833-288-0973 if you would like to participate in Chris versus the fans. A couple things floating around in sports today. We mentioned A.J. Preller spoke with the media earlier today. We played some of that for you. We'll play some of that a little bit later. The Dallas Mavericks have signed Jason Kidd to a multi-year extension.
Smart move.
Heading into the season. This will be, he will not have a healthy Kyrie to start the season, but he will have a brand spanking new Cooper flag on
his
team.
How about Anthony?
Anthony
Is
Davis.
Is he ready? I thought he was going to be a day or two, game or two late.
He might be a little bit late.
He's always a game or two late, pretty much, Anthony, once he gets going. I still think Dallas is going to be, you know, just as good as
good.
The Lakers.
I think they're going to be
good.
I know
that their GM took it, you know, took it as hard as just about anybody could when he made that trade, but I don't know, man. If you give me Kyrie, and then the NBA cheated and, you know, helped them get Cooper Flagg. I mean, I understand that. We haven't even discussed, because we haven't done the good, the bad, and the ugly yet. When are we doing that, Scrape? I don't know.
540.
Oh, 540 at the end of the show. Yeah, because we delayed it yesterday. We didn't get a chance to talk about the Chiefs getting no penalties the other night. I want to hear Scraby's reaction.
You know, he was crying like a baby.
Me?
Yes.
I think I brought it up in a break yesterday. First time, what did you just say, the 70 years or something?
It's only like one other time in,
yeah
that's happened. Where made it through.
Oh, the Chiefs weren't very good, and now all of a sudden they don't get any penalties?
Not only that, they took a Lion touchdown away on a dubious call.
Anyway, oh, no, that wasn't dubious. Are we talking about the Jared Goff
thing? Because Jared Goff, what did he do wrong?
I went and read this news story about it from Detroit.
He was not.
Apparently they were practicing it the same way, so it's never been a legal play because he never set himself after he went in motion.
Got it.
Got set.
So they put the play in with it being illegal the whole time.
Well,
it was a great play.
It was a great
play because he caught it. He almost dropped that bad boy. It wouldn't have been cool at that point.
every referee meme with a Chief jersey existing is out there right now.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
People don't like good. They don't like teams that are
I like greatness.
I just wanted you to do it one more time. All right. Let's get to some Chris versus the fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the prize. You will be qualified for a chance to win our grand prize, a trip for two to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace, a two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on April 17th and 18th. See Ticketmaster.com for tickets. The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and we will give you that first question for free today. Today.
They're underway in the New Mexico State Liberty game.
Oh, pretty sweet.
Pretty fired up.
Pretty fired up.
Sun Belchin is going.
Sun Belchin.
Sun Belchin, yes.
Scraby, I just want to point this out now.
Yep.
Your middle questions, quite shabby. Just want to get
shabby.
You. Shabby, yeah. He says.
They'll get a chance to hear him here in a sec.
Let's go.
Give me your first contestant.
All right. Let's go to Scott in San Diego.
Hello, Scott in San Diego. How
Alex
are
Trebek
you, my friend?
Stops Jeopardy to discuss the validity of the questions with the producers.
I'm just saying.
Scott, are you there?
Hi, Scott.
I am. Hey, guys. Hope all is good.
All is well, Scott, my friend. Here
great.
We go.
Not
question
great.
Number one. What kind of mask does Jason Voorhees wear?
Who?
Gotta know who Jason Voorhees is to get this one right.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the
Jason. You gave it to him.
Hockey mask?
Yeah.
Hockey mask.
Did you know
correct.
Who Jason Voorhees was?
I did.
No, you did. I want to know if...
Scott.
Scott knew. I don't think he did.
Did you know Scott?
That's where I was leaning towards, but I wasn't 100%.
He wasn't sure. Okay.
He didn't know his government.
We get to one of these really good second questions.
He didn't know his government.
I watched the first Friday the 13th recently. Kevin Bacon's in it, number one.
Okay.
It is not great.
Terrible.
It is not great. Is not great.
It certainly wasn't good enough to make 9 sequels for.
I mean, I wouldn't even be surprised if there was like 5 more sequels
that we don't know about.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, here we go. Question number 2. Should be a cakewalk here. Which team drafted Mookie Betts?
Shabby question number 2.
I believe that would be the Red Sox.
He's going Red Sox. He's got it.
Nice job. Very nice job on that hard question.
The question number
Mookie.
3.
Mookie.
I think you should ask the second
what
one.
What is Mookie?
I think I am.
Does Mookie have a first real name? Or is he Mookie?
No.
I never
his, what is his real name?
Because we learned that the one guy was Jared. Skip
it's Marcus
Schumacher.
Lynn.
Marcus.
Yeah,
Marcus. That's right. Marcus Lynn. His fans were, if I'm not mistaken, big... fans of Mookie Blaylock.
Mookie Blaylock, ooh, the old basketball player. Yeah, that's right. That's what it is.
Question number 2. Here, question number 3.
For the game.
In meters, what is the longest indoor Olympic swimming event?
Ten thousand meters.
It's a long swim. Stay there, Scott.
It's a real long
Stay
swim.
Stay there. Chris has the look on his face like he may know it, but I'm not sure if
not
he knows
quite
it.
Not sure. They do have a long one. It's like 30 laps. It takes way too long. I don't know. I used to know. 1,600, that's not long enough. I'm going to say 5K. I don't know. Darn it.
5,000 meters.
Yeah, I'm upset.
Wow.
It's a win for you, Scott.
Nice
Scott.
Work, Scott.
What is Stay it? There.
The 1,500 meter freestyle.
Yep.
Is
1,500,
the longest,
huh?
Okay. Longest indoor.
Yeah, that's 30 laps. Can
okay,
you imagine?
Yeah. I was thinking 1,600
meters. Not making fun of you, Scott, but that is a long
well,
swimming
1,500,
race.
Scott,
Scott I know nothing about swimming, but when you said 10,000, I just knew that was way too much.
Hey, right. Scott's the winner, though, today. Yeah. We don't get to hear any more of the shabby second questions, unfortunately.
Oh, they are quite shabby.
You can wear them out if you want.
I'm kind of glad
he
that
wants me to wear them out so I can't give him you know what.
I'm kind of glad that we ended early on the Chris vs. the Fans today because I've been waiting for this one.
You got more Anderson Cooper to talk about?
I don't. And I don't have any more karma stories.
Stay there, Scott.
But I got a relationship story.
Oh.
And I want to see where everybody comes down on how you would react to this.
Uh-oh.
And I know what Tony's answer is going to be, and I know what I did. But I'm curious if everybody else would do the same. We have some patio furniture sits outside the sliding door there. It's just some cushions, about 10 cushions and chair coverings. We have an umbrella.
Sounds like a very nice backyard.
It's all right. You know, it's not any big deal. You've seen it before. It's not very big. Anyway, it's got the stuff out there. Every time it rains, though, every single time it rains, we have to bring the cushions in and then take down the umbrella and undo pretty much everything. And that was the case again. I was upstairs. I was working on some stuff for the show. I think I was working on the Fantabulous game show. Lori was downstairs right next to the screen door when the rain started to fall. Chris, can you come out and help me get the stuff out of the patio? Help me was the word. There was the phrase.
Right.
She went back and sat down and did her thing while I moved every cushion in, going back and forth, in and out of the rain to do this. My question is, am I just giving in too easy? Should I stand up and say, hey, wait a minute?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Because what? Here's my thing. My first notion here is, I don't even think the stuff needs to be brought in the first place.
It's outdoor furniture.
It's outdoor furniture. This is what it's there for, to be
like
outdoors.
Once every 3 months here.
So I'm against the premise, let alone the idea that I'm the one that ends up doing it. But each time it rains, I put it out. And I guarantee in a couple days when the sun's out, I'll be trampsing back out there to put it back.
Trampsing, he says.
She'll go, can you help me put the stuff back out?
Well, the question I think I would ask you, my friend,
yes,
is how much do you want to have peace?
Yeah, that's the answer.
I think that's the answer.
I think
you
this
could
is,
certainly stand up for yourself.
You could.
It would be a
good leg to stand
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
It's a two-person thing. She thinks it needs to come in.
She presented it as much
and
as a two-person thing.
I don't think it needs to come in because it's so outdoor furniture.
You're already working from behind the eight ball because you don't think it should come in the first place.
Right.
But
it's water.
Anyway.
It's going to hit the cushion, and then they're going to dry, and then they're going to be back in business. But I have to take him in.
I can tell you on the
Scraby,
chat.
Scraby, give me a little quick. Well, I'm going to give it. We got a break. So everybody answer this for a minute. Go through it. I want to hear what Scraby would do if he were put himself in a relationship position and he were me.
Right. I think this is a great exercise.
But I'm curious to hear what Scraby would do because I know he is loath to do things that he doesn't want to do.
100%.
Here's a quick preview of the
Give
chat.
Give me a preview.
Jess says, Chris, for the sake of your marriage, stop talking.
Yeah, I know. Well, look, first, thank you. He's right. But she knows that I do this stuff on the air for the sake of bringing it up, and she's okay. But thank you for mentioning that. We'll check some traffic.
Yeah, let's check.
Oh, sorry. And then, yeah.
The break we go.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Football Talk on 97.3 The Fan. When we talk football, that's what we call Football Talk. When we do it, it's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. ParamountPlus.com/NFL gets you started. No. I know what question you're all asking. No, she did not call during the break to wear me out for talking about this story. If you're just tuned in, the question at hand.
For Scraby.
It's not an advice. Somebody said, why you want advice? I don't need the advice. I'm curious.
Your situation is already done.
And I always do what I do. I always end up bringing the furniture in, even though I grumble about it every time. So the question to you, Scrabe, would you be able to do the same?
Well, first, I would like to point everybody into the direction of our new YouTube while we have the opportunity to do that. At Gwyn and Chris SD, we also have a Twitter and an Instagram, Gwyn and Chris, and it's A-N-D and not the and symbol. You can't use that. But thanks to everybody who subscribed to the YouTube so far.
Yeah, shout out.
I have stalled long enough.
Yes, you have.
I think...
You'd have trouble, huh?
I would have trouble. Yeah. Because what is the point? Like you guys said earlier, it's outdoor furniture. It's meant to get rained on.
Yeah.
It's meant to be outdoors.
I think in a court of law, I win. But it doesn't really matter in a court of law in a marriage slash relationship.
There is no court of law.
There is no court of law. There's her law, and that's it.
See, I would have a massive problem with this because it seems like it's Lori's concern that this stuff is outside.
That's right. So you think she should be the one to bring it in?
It's also automatically his concern.
I think what he's saying is that since it's her concern, let her bring it in.
Yes. If it's not like...
I know that's what he's saying. And I know as a result of what he's saying, why he is single.
Well, is he?
Well, you know.
I'm just saying, like, are you going to be able to keep, you know, having these type of takes very much longer?
I don't know, but we'll find out on Thursday. We'll talk about something on Thursday. But I would put my foot down, and I would be like, you want it inside? You bring it inside.
Yeah, and you would be outside then in the doghouse.
Probably, but I...
You wouldn't mind. You'd be happy that you stood up for your beliefs.
That's bull junk.
Yeah.
Tony doesn't believe me.
That's a little joke.
This is also, Lori is very clean. She likes to have stuff neat and tidy, so do you. Is it true that you have to clean the grill after each use?
Have to clean it? Well, no. I mean,
he
just
seems
scrub
like that
off
might,
the
that
grill.
Might seem
yeah, that's
like
what
his
I would do
that
anyway.
That seems like his OCD thing.
Yeah, I would do that anyway. Yeah. But no, I mean, like clean every nook and cranny of it? No. But, you know, scrub off the grill. Yeah. Just to get the stuff off there.
Yeah, no, so, yeah. I think, your take is hilarious.
Why is my take hilarious?
And, because you just be...
Okay, so tell me how this works, guys.
You would just be, like, irritated the whole time that you were still pulling that stuff in, even though you didn't want to.
Let me ask this. I'm gonna flip it a little bit. Chris has some golf clubs and a bag full of bats and softball stuff outside, and he needs help bringing it in. Can't you be like, hey, Lori, I need some help bringing in the softball and golf stuff?
Sure.
And what if she says no?
She says no? She wouldn't say no.
Yeah, I about to say my wife didn't say no either.
Really?
Yeah. I was going to say, I
don't know, but...
That's not really the point of this exercise. The point of this exercise is to determine what we would all do when we believe something, but our significant other believes something else. Who wins? Somebody has to win. There has to be a winner here. It either has to get done or it's not going to get done.
Right.
My feeling is you do it and then you grumble, but it's over. Because if you don't do it, it's going to be over.
It's not over.
Or everything's going to be over if you do that enough.
Yeah, no.
People don't want to make sacrifices, and then they wonder why they're in a divorce court at some point.
Or single.
You kind of have to make sacrifices, and I think it goes for both sides.
For sure.
Cole says, Scravy, I was you until I met my wife, who's OCD about anything decorative, but I'm here to support because if not, I don't get fed or something else.
Well, that's people's fault who can't make dinner on their own. I don't have to risk dinner when I have an argument.
Oh, here's a tough guy on the chat, William.
Oh, yeah. He's putting his woman in her place.
No. He's putting us in our place.
Okay, all right.
Be real men
and
shut your mouth and make your wife happy.
Such a
little task to be crying about. It's the principle of the thing.
Yeah.
It's the principle of bringing outdoor furniture indoor.
I don't disagree, but yes, it is kind of like it's outdoor furniture. It should just stay outdoor.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
rain,
look,
sleep,
if it only
sunshine.
I would even
know if
furniture.
It happened here.
I would even be willing if it just happened once a year. But the fact that next, you know, in a day or two, I'm going to probably take it back out, and then it'll rain again, and I'll bring it back
that's
in.
That's the thing.
That is enough to drive a guy bananas.
We're getting
right there.
To the fall actual weather of things, and it's damp. So that's going to be like an everyday thing. You leave it out overnight.
My vote right now is that it's in. It's staying in. That's it. It's now in. If you want to go sit down, you grab a cushion and take it out with you.
Solo cushions.
It's staying in.
Taylor says just buy a cover for the cushions and easy money. Just
we have covers, and I put covers on tables which don't come in. But the tables is another thing with the covers, because the only time you ever really put the covers on is once it starts pouring, which means you have to stand in the rain to do it.
Trevor has a great
question.
Nobody
ever thinks about it when it's not raining.
Right.
Can you fix your camera, please?
Especially in San Diego.
Yeah. Right. You don't think about it. You don't go, you know, it might rain tomorrow. Let me put the cover on while it's nice and sunny out.
Trevor has a great question. Does she make you bring it in when it's cloudless and you don't know if it's going to rain, or has rain started falling?
No,
by
it's the same thing as the covers. It's because rain starts, then we think about, we got to bring it in.
Okay, so it's there's at like, least like actual, because I know how much you hate when people claim that there's going to be rain and then no rain happens.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of like fixing your windshield wipers, right? When they don't work, you only notice it when it's raining. And then you go, I'm getting some new wipers next time. Well, and then it stops raining and you don't think about it.
And then
it rains again and you're like, nah, didn't fix those.
Paul Reindl's wife, Megan, is on the chat. Thank you for
Hi, Megan.
Stopping in, Megan. She said, what color is the furniture?
Oh, beige.
Well, beige does change colors in the rain.
Listen.
Oh, please.
This is a
Megan, thank you, though, for adding fuel to the fire.
The spat of outdoor furniture is one that I've had.
You've had this
I've had
one.
This
You've
one before.
You've had this.
But our furniture isn't really movable, right? It's like a long couch. I guess I could take the cushions off, but it's not light. And so, you know, after a while, it takes a beating. And then my wife sees it, and she doesn't like the way it's looking. I was like, you know, it's kind of outdoor furniture. It's going to...
Well, that's what I was going to say. Does it look horrible now?
I don't think
it
does.
Or does it dry out?
It looks like it's drying out a little bit.
It dries out.
You know? So,
come on. You know?
I don't know.
You know? That was really funny.
Just saying.
All right, well...
Well,
Tony
good...
can hire movers every time he needs to move the stuff.
Right. My wife?
Yes, I have.
He doesn't need to hire movers.
There's no hiring anybody.
You know what he does now? As after it rains, he orders a helicopter to come in and
whip
Coach over Dietz, backyard and dry everything out like Coach Dietz used to do.
That would be sweet.
I wish I had that kind of thing.
That would be sweet. By the way, Megan says, longtime listener, first time troublemaker.
Thank you.
You'll fit right in, Megan.
All right. Megan and Paul moved into my neighborhood, so they can come check it out.
I'm sure they love that they just
the outdoor furniture.
They can see what we're talking about if they want to. All right, more Gwen and Chris is coming up. We might get back into some sports talk. I think the Big Five is around the corner.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
4:34 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scravey. You know what's interesting is we do a sports talk radio show from 2 to 6, but consistently it's subjects like the last segment that get a lot of response.
And people will be talking about for a while. Yeah.
Scravey, you had a couple you wanted to share? Is that what you said?
Couple what?
Messages you wanted to share from listeners?
Oh, no.
No, he doesn't want to share them.
Oh, sorry.
He got messages. He doesn't want to share them.
Got you.
Yeah, I mean, people, I can be happy, too. Like, jeez.
I wasn't talking about that message. You said somebody sent something about...
Oh, I'm sorry, Tony. Thank you.
I know I'm not crazy.
No, you're definitely not. And I wanted to shout out Deborah. She listens to our show all the time. And this is kind of a serious tweet, but I think after what we just talked about, this is good to remember. But Deborah said, as a new widow, hear me speaking from a broken heart. Marriage is not 50-50, i.e. keeping score. It's each spouse giving 100% to the other and making them happy to be married to you. So it's good advice.
That is
from
a
Deborah.
Fact. Just so I think obviously Deborah is expressing a serious point of view of it.
Yeah.
Chris and I are joking most of the time.
Mostly, but I don't always, and I'm glad to hear Deborah say that, but I don't do a good job something on the 50-50 thing. When I feel I'm winning the chores 80-20, I start feeling some type of way.
Yeah, I think that is a natural thing that I think we all try to work through, ultimately, I think.
Yeah, I'm learning all this. I mean, I've been pretty much basically single for the last 8 years. So I've been living on my own rules for a very, very long time.
That's
hard to teach a new dog old tricks, as they say.
You're going to have to try to figure that out there at some point.
You know, I went on a date one time, and they were telling me about all the things that they like to do on the weekends, which was like go to farmers markets and
shop
and, yeah. And not watch football.
That was the end of that.
And I was like, oh, you know, I don't think I'm ready to date. Okay. I don't think I'm ready to date.
You're going to have to work yourself out of that whole single way of thinking at some point if you don't want to be alone for the rest of your life.
Let me be alone for the rest of my
life.
That's
fine. Hey, nothing's wrong with that. Do we have traffic?
No, let's kill a little bit of time.
Chicago Bears wide receiver DJ Moore got hit last night. Was it in the first quarter?
Because it was early. It was early.
Did
it was
he like leave first the game?
He came off for
back.
A couple plays.
Okay.
And then I saw him come back. And then I had, by the way, multicast on YouTube. Good invention. especially when you're trying to lock in on multiple games at the same time. So
YouTube has a thing you can watch them all?
I had all four of the games up at one point. I had the Rangers, the Mariners.
That's too much for my mind to grasp.
Now, it's not easy to follow. I mean,
yeah.
You can move the sound around to see which one is in action. But so he came out for a couple of plays. I saw him come back. He might have missed more time, but I was not fully engaged in that game.
Yeah. The bottom line is he spent the night in the hospital in Washington, D.C., did not come home with the team. His coach, Ben Johnson, said he was evaluated for a groin injury, which seems a little, I don't know. I'm not saying he's lying, but a hospital for a groin injury sounds pretty serious. Johnson then, Johnson needs to learn, but he said he wouldn't provide any more details, but then added, quote, there's a little bit more of a personal story there.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
okay, but I mean, maybe you're just like, you didn't even get to say that, because now we really want to know.
I mean, it sounds like my man got hit in the family area.
Oh.
I mean, what else more personal could be? I mean,
I thought they were in like a TikTok beef or something.
What?
Juju Smith-Schuster's peak on TikTok. Are we talking about Brian Branch?
No, we're not.
Oh, okay.
My man is over here. I
don't know where you go when you're sitting right there during the middle of the show.
I was preparing the Big Five.
Are we talking about Brian Branch?
Not yet.
No, we haven't got there yet.
You know, right? About Brian Branch?
Yes, the whole thing. After.
Where?
Yeah. Well, when he punched Juju in the face after the game on Sunday night.
Yeah.
He got suspended for a game.
I know. Hey, thanks, Greg.
Okay. We're going to get to this.
Right, we're going to talk about it here.
Do you know who Carl Sheffers is?
Yes, but I'm going to steal the story in the Big Five, which is after.
Tyler Skaggs. I don't know if you guys remember.
Stop stealing my stories.
Is that another one, too?
Yes, we can go to the Big Five.
Can we talk about Aaron Rodgers and Flacco? Is that on there?
Later.
Get to the Big Five.
You said you wanted me to kill some time. Now
so we can get traffic, and now we have traffic.
All right, traffic.
Why? Chris is staring.
I said bring the stuff in. It's getting wet outside. It could.
From 855, get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury. Here's Kelly Danick.
Traffic is brought to you by Robert Half. Guys, if I mention every accident on our freeways this afternoon.
The Big Five is brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to discover movement that inspires. Let's get into it.
Number five.
And we're going to start with former friend of the show, Eric Hosmer. And I say former because he's no longer with the San Diego Padres and he has not come on the show since.
So he's no longer a friend.
No longer a friend of the show.
I can't believe you're just, giving up on the guy. What if he would like to continue the friendship?
Well, then he can meet us halfway.
No, you just said it's over.
He can meet us halfway. Anyway.
Go ahead.
97.3 The Fan SD on Twitter tweeted out some videos from AJ Preller's press conference earlier today. And Eric Hosmer quote tweeted one of them. The prompt for the 97.3 tweet was, AJ Preller was asked how the organization can maintain the momentum it's built over the past few years with a new manager. We don't want to play the whole thing because it's a long explanation.
It was a video of AJ answering that question.
Correct. Eric Hosmer quote tweeted instead, stability and ability. Five managers and 30 plus coaches later, and you guys still keep taking this bait. What about accountability? And I do appreciate the fishing rod with a fish on the end of the line, which means taking baits. Tony, what's he talking about here? I mean, is there accountability to be had with five managers and 30 plus coaches later?
What is he talking about? Is that the question?
The question is, yeah, that's the question.
I think he's talking about AJ.
Oh, okay. Yes, I know he's talking about AJ, but what part of AJ is he talking about?
The GM part? What do you mean? What part of is there some validity to what he's saying? Is that what you're trying to ask me?
Thank you. I'm all flustered.
I guess there could be. It's not often that in a vacuum, yes, it could be.
Okay.
They've had what? Two managers that have gotten them to postseason. I guess if you're counting the 2020 season as well, right? Three managers.
Three of their last four managers have gotten them to the postseason, despite people's complaints about some of them.
In each of the following years, with the exception of Mike Schilt, they missed a playoff. So Tingler made it in 20, missed in 21. Bo Mel made it in 22, missed in 23. Mike Schilt, 24-25. I don't know, man. I think the only one that I think the Jace Tingler one obviously falls squarely on him, I would think. That was the one that was between him and Ron Washington, I believe it was, were the final two contestants. Not contestants. Two
candidates. Come on down.
Bo Mel, by all accounts, was a good hire until, and it first year they get to an NLCS, and then the next year it falters. I don't know. I think in a vacuum, yes, Haas has a point, but I think when you have pull yourself back and you look at, you know, having to drop the payroll from whatever it was, and you know,
there's many other factors.
There's a lot of other factors in there. I think typically, though, to his point, you don't get that many bites at the apple.
You do not. Chris, is there any validity to this comment from Eric Hosmer?
They don't have the right coaches?
No, they don't have. A.J. Preller is not being held accountable for his 5-plus managers and 30-plus coaches.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah,
you're pointing to.
I'm not. I guess we've got to hold everybody accountable when they don't win the championship. So I think to that extent, he's probably being held accountable. I'm pretty sure he's accountable to himself on that, but I don't know.
There is a
middle ground between winning the championship and not being accountable because you're not good.
I agree.
I think AJ's in there.
Like, I mean, yeah, because...
Sorry, but it's a tough one. That's a tough one because I know we all want to win it all, and if you don't win it all, then you're not... You have not won it all. I mean, you can't do it. But everybody's that way until they win it. Dave Roberts couldn't do it. Then 2020, he did it. Now he's like, oh, he can do... You know.
Right.
Changes.
All right. I don't know why Eric Hosmer's so mad. I mean, they paid him for doing nothing for
mad.
Like years.
I think that's his take. He is in the media now.
Sure, yeah.
And he is telling you with the lure and the bait and the fishing lure. He's
fishing. He's literally telling it to our face.
Take the bait.
Number four.
All right, this is a serious one. A lawyer for Tyler Skaggs' family argues the Los Angeles Angels are responsible for the pitcher's drug overdose death, alleging the team ignored its own drug policies and allowed an addicted drug-dealing employee access to players. The Angels' attorney claims the team was unaware of Skaggs' drug use. These statements were made during opening arguments in a wrongful death lawsuit. The family contends the team is culpable because its communication director, Eric Kay, was convicted of providing the fentanyl-laced pill that caused Skaggs' fatal overdose in 2019. The plaintiff's attorney stated the Angels knew Kay was addicted to opioids, high at work, and supplied drugs to at least six players, including Skaggs. The attorney claims the Angels consistently failed to enforce drug policies for Kay, even sending him on a team trip post-rehab while strictly applying rules to lower-level employees. The lawyer for the family, they buried their heads in the sand over and over and over again, and as a result, Tyler Skaggs is dead. Chris, do you think the Angels are responsible for Tyler Skaggs' death?
At the risk of sounding like I don't care, and I do, because a life was lost here. But at the risk of sounding, you know, uncaring, where in the part of the story did it say that Kay shoved the drugs down Skaggs' throat? I didn't hear that part.
It wasn't in the story.
I understand that the law can put a bartender in jail for giving somebody too many drinks and they drive and something happens. But I wish people had to take more responsibility for themselves. Skaggs took the stuff. The Angels should not have had this guy around. I don't give them complete scot-free, but I can't blame his death solely on the Angels, no.
Tony, are the Angels responsible for his death?
This is like a yes and no, right? I mean, as Chris said, you got a guy there supplying the fentanyl-laced drug that ultimately took his life, but there is some self-accountability. Unfortunately, the decision that Tyler made ultimately cost him the opportunity to continue to make those decisions. So, I don't know, man. I kind of lean in towards where Chris is in terms of it can't be solely on them, but that's not how they're going to rule in this case. And maybe they do come to some middle ground, but the Angels are certainly a part of it.
Yeah, they're
definitely a part of it.
They're a part.
There does seem to be some precedence for the Angels having to be, you know, take responsibility.
And the reason they're a part of it is because they allowed this guy to do this, not just with Tyler Skaggs, but with other players.
Multiple guys.
And if he was actually high at work on opioids, they had to have known about it at some point, and they could have fired him right then and there, or at least sent him away. But I know that if I couldn't find my alcohol or whatever it was when I was a drinker and just a substance abuser, I would go find it somewhere else.
Find it somewhere else, right.
So it's not on one person. If one drug dealer didn't have it, I was going to call up another drug dealer and see if they had it. So I do think you guys are both right. I mean, and the Angels are a little bit, they do share some of the responsibility. But this is a very sad story, and it's been going on for years now because he did pass away in 2019. So, all right, let's get back to
number three,
sports. The Cowboys acquired receiver George Pickens from the Steelers for a 2026 third-round pick and a 2027 fifth-round pick. Also receiving, if I can speak, a 2027 sixth-round pick.
Are you okay?
Yes. Dallas now holds Pickens' final rookie year contract at $3.656 million.
A can't pretty wait for this one to
good
blow up.
Value given his recent performance, which is 6 touchdowns in 5 games, including 9 catches for 168 yards and a touchdown in Sunday's loss to the Panthers. He's had 2 100-yard games while CeeDee Lamb has been out with an ankle sprain. Tony, do the Cowboys need to keep George Pickens long term?
Whether they need to or not, it won't matter. Only what Jerry Jones wants ultimately will be how this thing rolls. Jerry may decide that he doesn't want to pay him right away. He may end up pushing this down the, you know, down the kicking the can down the yard a little bit. And this price tag goes up because it seems like George Pickens is going to keep getting better, especially the way Dak is playing. I don't know if they don't need him. They need defense. So the answer to your question is, I don't know that they need to sign him. Okay. They certainly need to sign some defenders immediately.
Yes. Well, they had one, but they traded him.
They needed more than just him.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Chris, do the Cowboys need to sign George Pickens long term or keep him long term?
If signing him will help them win, then they probably will let him go. I just have no faith in Jerry any longer. I think on the surface, yeah. But receivers, let's just say this, because I've heard this many times, and I've not really gone through it all personally from every scene. But they always say receivers don't win Super Bowls. I don't know exactly what that means. Cooper Kupp was pretty good the year the Rams won the Super Bowl. But, you know, do you need two great ones? Some teams have two great ones. It doesn't really get them anywhere. So, you know, they got Lamb. But Pickens has been really good in his absence. So
been great.
I don't know that Jerry can fork over that much.
Jerry is going to drag his feet on this one, too.
Yeah, he'll mess it up. Let's just be honest. Pickens probably knows that already.
He probably does.
Yeah.
Number two.
Here we are with Brian Branch, if you guys wanted to know about him.
This one. Okay.
The NFL has suspended Lions Pro Bowl defensive back Brian Branch for one game without pay for punching Chiefs wideout Juju Smith-Schuster after Sunday's loss. Branch is going to miss the upcoming Monday Night Football game against the Bucks and lose $76,624. He plans to appeal the suspension. He said it was building frustration with Smith-Schuster during Sunday night's game. Quote, Branch said, I did a real childish thing. I'm tired of people doing stuff in between plays and the refs don't catch it. They be trying to bully me out there. I shouldn't have did it. It was childish, end quote. Chris, is one game enough?
Too much. If you look at the entire incident, Juju Smith-Schuster gave him a cheap, really cheap shot right in his back after a play was over late in that game. And they have film of it. I've seen it, or I wouldn't be talking about it. I mean, Branch is standing there. The play's over. Schuster just two-handed. Like, if he had a hockey stick, it would have just been like one of those. Cross-check. Branch goes flying down. No flag. No nothing. Everything carries on. I'm not saying Branch was right. Two wrongs don't make a right. But I think the NFL needs to look into the whole thing here. I'll be honest with you. Because I can understand why Branch is so mad. You look at this cheap shot, I think you might agree.
All right, Tony, is one game enough?
Yeah, one game's enough. At this point, they all should know it's not the first action that gets caught.
That's right, Tony.
It's the second action every time. So just know, if whatever you feel like you were unjustly done to, it's not going to be seen. Only yours is.
Yeah, well, it's certainly not going to be done if a Chief player does it to you, right, Scary?
That's true.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.